And I'll thank you and praise you in advance for doing that, because I know that you will. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude for all I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. So let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Beloved, I truly appreciate the liberty that our pastor, Richard Scheer, gives me to preach whatever I feel the Lord lays on my heart. So I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to take advantage of the message that God gave me or laid on my heart this morning during my devotions. Now, I was going to preach on a message entitled, Who Are You? Amen. Boy, I tell you, your pastor, we have been planning together and we've been praying together about and everything, and everything was starting to flow. And, you know, last night I'm getting ready, and I almost had the finishing touches on it. Now, I don't always wait until Saturday night to finish a message, but I had a short time to prepare. And so I went to bed, and this morning I woke up, and in my time of devotions, and, you know, there's a pattern that I try to use in my devotions, and it's defined with the acronym X, you know, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. So I make that a pattern in my communications with God. And as I was adoring him and as just praising him and confessing my sin and your sins too. Well, I pray for everybody. I really do. And especially this church, as I pray for Brother Scheer. And as I'm praising him and adoring him and confessing our sins, and as I'm thanking him, God laid it on my heart to preach on that today. And so, my heart was so full that I didn't have to question whether or not what God wanted me to preach on. The message that I was preparing up until last night, or this message on Thanksgiving. You see, I'm really excited about it because the message that I was preparing this morning, or this week, was primarily for you. But this one is more for him. Amen? And as we find, as we bless, choose to bless God, then we're going to be blessed as a consequence. Can I get an amen? You know, one of my favorite holidays is Thanksgiving. Amen. And not just because of the turkey, brother. Amen. But, you know, it's right up there. But more often than not, more people than not are more inclined to express an attitude of gratitude, you know, during the Thanksgiving season. You know, oftentimes you'll notice that even around, maybe around your dinner table or while you're having devotions, you know, folks will ask you, you know, what is it that you, name one thing that you're thankful for. Amen. And I really do appreciate that. More importantly, I believe that God appreciates that. That's what I really feel as though God has laid in my heart to preach. You know, with that in mind, the title for our message today, you probably already determined it, is An Attitude of Gratitude. And the text that I've chosen, or God has given me today, is one that's very familiar. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. You can turn it if you want. Most of you already know that verse. Basically, it says this: thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And I believe that the writer, or Paul, is talking about the unspeakable gift. I believe he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Because he is the unspeakable gift of God. He is God's perfect gift. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the love of God. He is the love of God personified. He is the greatest gift that God has ever given. And, you know, as we think of him, we can thank God for all the blessings, if you're saved, that you have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as you think of all the blessings, and as you count those blessings one by one, it will motivate you to praise God, not only for who he is, because he's capable of giving us exceeding abundantly above all we're able to ask or think. And so what I'd like to do is to motivate, challenge, and encourage you and remind you as we enter into this whole season of Thanksgiving. Let us offer up the sacrifice of praise, giving thanks intentionally, maybe even more than you have ever before. And, you know, for some, it might seem a difficult thing to do, because it's been such perilous times that we've gone through. But brethren, I can't think of a better time. Amen? Amen. To thank and praise God. You know, even when I said that, I think that song that we're all familiar with, Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. I don't want to do a solo, so if you'll turn with me to page 563. And by the way, I want some interaction today. And, you know, for the sake of social distancing, I thought about walking around and, you know, implementing, you know, your interaction, but I won't do that. But I will ask you, so be prepared, you know, to give us one thing that you would like to thank God for. Amen. And please, let's not think of the same thing. Amen. Let's give it some thought. Amen. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you if you have to, because he'll certainly tell you. Amen. Count your blessing. Brother, what page is that on? 563? You don't have to stand. So, you know, we're not gonna have the usual flavor, you know, in reference to our preaching and teaching and that sort of thing. I really believe in the fact that we need to do things decently and orderly. But you know, I do things differently sometimes. Amen? Is that all right? When upon life's billows you are tempted. Is tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you. Sing up now. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. This next verse speaks loudly, amen. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Amen. Count your many blessings, and you will be singing. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Sound good? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you feel like shouting? Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. So amid the conflict. Did he say so amid COVID? Overall. Amen. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Praise the Lord. That was good. Amen. Listen, you know, beloved, only a Christian, those who are in Christ, can not only thank God for everything, as we are commanded to do, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, but by His Spirit, we can also thank God for now, how can we do that? I'm glad you asked. Look with me over in Ephesians chapter 5. And so you won't get there before me. I'll wait till I get there and I'll tell you where I'm at. Chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. 17 through 20. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. He said, in everything give thanks. That's just one of the things, amen? And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but rather be filled with the Spirit. What's the evidence of that? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. We've done that this morning, amen? Giving thanks always, somebody say always, for all things unto God and the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I once heard, brother, when back in the day, I've been around for a while, that someone said, you know, we can give God thanks for everything, but we can't give in everything, but we can't give God thanks. We can't always give God thanks for everything. Well, if you're filled with the Spirit, you can. Amen? You see how he says that there? Yeah. Listen, think about this. Only a Christian who is filled with the Spirit can give God thanks for everything, because they know that God works all things together for good for those who are called For God, for all things work together for good, for those who are called according to God's purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Christ. How does he do it? Well, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. The word of God says that we are changed into the image of God day by day by God's Spirit. The implication is through every circumstance of our life. Listen, God knows what it's going to take to conform us to his image. And one of the tools he uses predominantly is suffering. Now watch this. Why do Christians get COVID? Well, one of the reasons is God is going to use that COVID somehow to conform his people to the image of God, through suffering. Now, don't, it's a mystery. Don't ask me, you know, how that works, but you have to believe that by faith. You know, when you think about, well, why COVID? You know, it's such a terrible disease. And, you know, I know a pastor friend of mine who was very healthy, Pastor Carpenter over in Rome, New York. I mean, real healthy guy. I mean, almost like an athlete, kind of old, too old to be an athlete, but boy, what a hunter. Boy, if he was still with us, boy, he'd have had two or three Bambis, and Bambi's uncle and his cousin and mother and brother. You know, listen, he's that good a hunter. But a few weeks ago, after catching COVID for about 2 weeks, the Lord took him. That's still a mystery to me. The Lord took him. Why am I? God was going to use that situation not only to bless my brother, because if you were to ask him, would you please come back? He said, no, come up hither. I'm waiting for you. But that congregation, the wise children, all things work together for good. For those who love God and are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of God. Everybody's not going to go to heaven as a result of getting COVID. Because if that was the case, it would be a very, very empty place. I mean, the world would be. That wasn't the point I wanted to make, but this is, I just had to go on that bunny trail for just a moment to illustrate a point. Whatever you go, was going on in your life that may be uncomfortable, or you know, or the good, or the things that we consider to be bad. We can thank God in everything if we're filled with the Spirit, because God is using, he's working all things together for good, for those who love God, and those who are called according to his purpose. What is his purpose? For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Christ. Isn't that right, Vic? God, that operation that's giving you so much pain. Let me stop. He's not the only one that's had knee replacements or hip replacements or anything like that. And I certainly don't want to be tested and tried in this area. But we just got to believe God. In everything, give thanks. Count your blessings and name them one by one. And I add, and my brethren, and it will surprise you, not only what God has done, but what God is doing in the life of each and every individual believer. One of the best ways to express an attitude of gratitude is to count your blessings. You know, and David, a man after God's own heart, did that in Psalms 103. Why don't we take time to read that portion of scripture? Psalms 103. Would you turn there with me? So now you're going to beat me because I told you where to go. If you get this, say amen, and you won the prize. I'm there. Oh, I'm lying. I'm one page away. But anyhow, I'm close. And what a blessing it is that God has blessed us with the same things here. Amen. Bless the Lord. How do I do that? Oh, my soul and all that was in me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Name some of them, David, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases. Why am I sick? Well, the Bible tells us that we are healed by God's stripes spiritually. Amen. And if you're going through a sickness or a disease, and you know God has promised a healing, you might not experience it physically in this life, but one day there'll be no more suffering, no more sickness, no more pain. Come on, somebody. I'm shouting inside. I don't know about y'all. Amen. But let's count those blessings. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide or contend with you, or neither will he keep his anger forever. Praise the Lord for that. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. Somebody ought to give God thanks for that. I thank him for that all the time. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for not rewarding me according to my iniquity, not giving me what I deserve, but rather give me what I don't deserve. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he's removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Are you counting? Because he's blessed you with some of these same things. How often do you give God thanks, you know, for these things? How many of you bless the Lord by giving him thanks, offering up the sacrifice of thanksgiving that will lead you to praise him? I don't know what to praise God for. Start thanking him. Start counting your blessings.
What verse did I leave off on? For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. For as man,
his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth.
For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all ye his works, in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord.
How do you do that? Start thanking him for all of his blessings. Come on, somebody. Are you with me this morning? Now, do you have an attitude of gratitude? You know how significant that is to God, for us to thank him. He includes that in the elements of prayer. I like what Paul wrote over in, and you know this portion of scripture, and you should, amen. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with what? Thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And what will that, what will result from that? And the peace of God. And his presence. And his provisions. And his protection. I like those peas because they pop. Are you with me? I really don't need any notes for this. You know, because I try to make it a habit of doing that on a regular. You know, you can't praise him. You can't thank him too much. You can't praise him too much. The word of God says in from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. You know, I know some older saints that they always walk around talking about, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Listen, you know, I'm not going to judge him. I hope and pray that they're doing it from their heart. God knows their heart. I don't. But I tell you, you know, some of us would do well to do that. Just to thank him 24/7. He's got angels that do that. 24/7. Come on, somebody. In everything, give thanks. For everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Not just during the Thanksgiving season. But why not take advantage of it? I'm just saying, you know, and brother, you said while you were up here, brother Jason, that it must be the Holy Spirit told you something. I mean, you just told me that I can use that whole perspective in witnessing. This whole attitude of gratitude. People are more inclined, their hearts would be more tender to really consider this whole concept of Thanksgiving. The Apostle Paul counted his blessings that he has in Christ. And we won't have time to really look at all of them, but why don't you turn with me to Ephesians? I won't tell you where to go until I get there. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm there. And look at some of the blessings that the Apostle Paul counted. The things that we have in Christ and the things that he has given us and things that we ought to thank him for. Let's begin in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are in Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. We're included in there. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. According he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. I see three of them right there. God has blessed us with all, not just one, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know, one of the great blessings, he's chosen us. We are accepted in the beloved. We're not rejected. God doesn't reject any of his children. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. In whom we have redemption. There's another blessing. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And just notice that some of these blessings that he's talking about, David mentions them over in the Old Testament. Amen? Wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will,
according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. What a mouthful. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. That, verse 12, that he should be to the praise of his glory, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and also after that you believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. The Apostle Peter said it in 2 Peter chapter 1, that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. He's given us his divine nature. Count your blessings. Thank God, especially for the gift of his son, because all of God's blessings to his people are wrapped up in Jesus Christ. Thank God for his book, his precious, perfect book. The Bible says that God has magnified his word above all of his name, above who he is. You know, we hear that old saying that a person is no better than his word. How much more is God? He's given us a more sure word of prophecy, even more sure than him speaking from heaven. And that's the word of God. One of his greatest blessings that we can give him thanks for. He's given us his spirit, who will give us understanding of this book.
Yes.
God has given us the gifts of the Spirit, the blessings of the Spirit. God has given us eternal life. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Who's worthy in everything, for everything. That's the good stuff. Give thanks for the things we consider to be bad stuff. God, I got a bad husband. Thank you. God can use that man. He can use that man to help conform you to the image of Christ. God, I got a bad wife. Same thing. I got bad chillin'. We call them chillin'. I got a bad job. I got a bad this, I got a bad that. I can give God thanks. Thank God for what he didn't give you. Gloria a Dios. All right, guys, I can get carried away with it. I can do this all day. But I'm going to move on for your sake. I want to be a blessing to you. Amen. But anyhow, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Are you ready? Are you ready? We're going to do this popcorn thing. I'm going to ask 10 people. Just 10 people. Can you think of one thing? I don't mind if you repeat some of the things that I said. You know, you're bound to anyhow. Can you think of anything that you want to give God thanks for? And I'm going to repeat because it's getting recorded. And you know, I don't have a mic to pass around. And because of COVID, I don't know if it's a good thing to pass a mic around. Amen? But anyhow, somebody. What is one thing? Real quick, though. You got to be quick.
Praying for that 3-month-old baby that had heart surgery. And God blessed that child because the child had sepsis and blood clots and now is clear of everything.
I'm close enough for some people to hear you, so I don't have to repeat it. Praise God. Someone else. Give God thanks for something. Go ahead, sister.
God's consistent provision.
Give God thanks.
For still having my mother alive.
For still having my mother alive. Give God thanks. Somebody. Jason, you know I'm going to call on you. You ought to be ready.
Yeah.
Thank God for your wife, your beautiful wife, and those kids that you have. You ain't worthy.
No.
Let me let you speak for yourself, brother.
I thank God for patience.
For patience.
Yeah.
For him being patient with you? That too. How about you, brother? This guy just seems like he's oozing with intelligence and spirit. When you said, I'm sorry, I won't pick
you. You just got to give him time.
Give him time? I'll come back to you. Anybody else?
I thank God for our church family.
My church family. I'm sure Pastor heard that. Praise the Lord. But more importantly, God did. Anyone else?
For my family and open doors.
My family and open doors? Amen. How about somebody want to praise God for your salvation? Amen. Somebody else?
For his word.
For his word. Thank God. Let me just try it aside over here. All right, sister. Shout it out. Thank God for what?
Thank you, God, for everything for my life.
Everything. And everything good thing. Somebody else. What do you want to thank God for?
The hope.
The hope.
The hope we have.
Amen. He is our blessed hope. Amen. I mean, we can thank him from now until he returns, right? Somebody else. Brother, you've been doing a lot of talking.
You took it. His salvation. His salvation. I don't have to burn.
Somebody else.
For him calling us home.
For him calling us home. How about the fact that he's coming back soon?
Yes.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Doesn't that excite you? Are you ready? Are you ready? In everything, give thanks. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done and what God is doing. I'm going to wrap this up with this. I'm going to go back to our text. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now, in James, the Word of God says that God gives, he's the only one that gives perfect gifts. Well, he also gives us the unspeakable gift, which is the perfect gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. More than anything else, I thank God for the gift of his Son. That he, the Word of God says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I thank God. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Word of God says that though he was rich beyond measure, yet he made himself poor that we might be rich. He meant that we might be blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I thank and praise God daily for his humility that we see in Philippians chapter 2. For the Word of God says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation and took up on him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the cross, even the death of the cross. You know, it says over in Psalms 22 and gives us a picture. If you never read it, please read that. A glimpse of what he went through on the cross. When he's on that cross, he said, I'm not even a man anymore. I'm a worm and no man. That's the depths of humility. And he did that for us. Wherefore God has so highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name,
that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In reference to that portion of scripture, brother, I thank God for his humility. I thank God for his humiliation. And I bless and thank God for his highest honor. We got a lot to be thankful for. None greater than the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For if it wasn't for him, God still will give you stuff to be thankful for. But if you want to receive his greatest blessing, you have to receive Christ as your Savior. If you haven't already. I hope and pray that everybody in here knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But you know what? I just can't assume that everybody does. You know, that's a personal thing. But I will say this. The Word of God says, regardless of what anybody else might say, that God wants every man to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to me about turning to that portion of scripture. Turn with me, please, to... I'll let you know when I get there. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And when you get there, say amen, and you win. You win, brother. You can have one of these flowers up here. Since you won, I want you to read that portion of scripture, starting with verse 1, 1 Timothy, I'm sorry. Did I say 2 Timothy? 1 Timothy chapter 2. There you go.
I can do a nice amount.
Hmm?
Nice amount.
Okay.
I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions,
and
giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
Keep reading.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
Amen. God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He wants us so badly that he gave us his son. For God so loved the world, for God so loved you, that he gave us, you his son, that if you will believe in him, you'll not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn you, not this time. But he sent his son to save. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. In other words, whoever shall surrender their hearts to the Lord. God said in his word, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord. In other words, you want Jesus to be the Lord of your life. In other words, you're going to stop. You're gonna turn. You're gonna repent.
Yes, Lord.
What does that look like? I'm glad you asked. You're gonna have to have a change of mind in reference to who Jesus Christ is. Repentance starts in the mind. You know that you got a wrong attitude about Christ. Otherwise, you'd be saved. And it goes from the head to the heart. God gives you a desire. Because if God doesn't give you a desire to be saved, you know, you won't get saved. You'll run from God. By nature, we don't run to God. We run away from God. God gives you the desire to be saved. He gives you the knowledge. The desire goes from the head to the heart. And it's, the repentance is not complete until it goes to your feet. And you turn. And you surrender your heart and your life to the Lord. God made that simple enough for a child to understand. The word of God says, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you are saved. I believe the most thankful, the thing that we can be most thankful for is our Savior. Because he provides salvation. If you're not saved here today, God is calling you to surrender. Why don't we close in prayer? Let me ask you, no one's looking around. I'd be remiss, especially as an evangelist, not to encourage you to be saved if you're not. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you are thankful for your salvation, would you raise your hand? And listen, if you want to say gloria a Dios, go ahead. If you want to say gloria a Dios, go ahead. I don't know what else you said, but I can tell you're thankful. Everybody couldn't raise your hand. This is no coincidence that God encouraged me to stop by and to preach this message today. God is not going to force anybody to get saved. He just offers salvation to you as a gift. Remember that. The only way you can be received, the only way you can be saved, is to receive that gift. The Word of God says, for by grace are you saved through faith, putting your faith in Christ Jesus. And it's not of yourself, it's the gift of God. Lest any person should brag and say, I got saved because I did a good work. No, God's to save you because he loves you. The consequence is, if you don't, the terrible consequence, if you don't receive Christ as your Savior, the Bible says, what a lot of people don't want to believe, even some Christians, that if your name is not written in the book of life, eternal life, you're going to die and spend eternity. Not in heaven, because you rejected it, but in hell. God doesn't send anybody to hell. People go to hell because they won't receive Christ. Let me ask you, you've already acknowledged the fact that you are saved. If you're not saved, no one looking around, would you please acknowledge that you're not saved with a raised hand? I'll pray for you. If you're not sure, you need to talk to somebody. Talk to Pastor. He's a pastor with the heart of an evangelist. I'm going to leave you with a song. And I just wrote this especially for you. You guys can look up. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you. May you find Jesus near every day of the year. Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you. Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you. May it be the best year you've ever had. You like that song? I just wrote it. Jake, why don't you take over before I get in trouble, brother? That's the message the Lord laid on my heart. Just for him. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Here you go.
I feel like I've heard that little tune somewhere before. Maybe some copyright infringement. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Tony, so much for coming to speak to us today. I'm not going to try to recap anything because I'm just not. But I do want to say just one thing. When my daughter, Melanie, thanks me for making her breakfast in the morning, it warms my heart. And that's just a little bit of breakfast. It's something that's nothing compared to what God has done by giving us his son. But when she says it to me, it's the world to me. And the fact that I don't thank God enough for the incredible gift that he's given us, or me, he wants to hear it. And he deserves to hear it over and over and over every single day. So I think about me, and I've heard people, you know, when you have kids, you understand things differently, and I'm starting to understand it a little differently. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'd like you to stand.